Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do page 102. This is Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So we're doing the very last Se'if of Simen Ayin Reish Beis and the very first Se'if of Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. So the last Se'if of Ayin Reish Beis is Se'if Yud. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Birkas Yayin Shal Kiddush Potaris Yayin Shepetoch HaSuda, that when you say a Bar Priyagafen at Kiddush, it means you will not need to say a Bar Priyagafen when you have more wine during the Suda. The Bar Priyagafen you said at the beginning of at Kiddush is going to cover all the wine during the Suda. Not only that, Venotan Bracha La'achrav, the Birkas Mazon Patarto, you're not going to require a Bracha Achrona on your Kiddush wine or on any of the wine that you have during your Suda, because benching at the end of the Suda covers for the Bracha Achrona on the Kiddush wine and the wine during the Suda. Bein Shu Al Kos, Bein Sheinu Al Kos, and that's regardless of whether you do Birkas Hamazon Al Kos or you don't do Birkas Hamazon Al Kos. Either way, the benching is going to cover the Bracha Achrona for the wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Hei, Poteres, the Kevin Shu, B'Mekom HaSuda, Tzarchei Suda Hu Machmasa Huva, that since that there is the very next simon we're going to learn about is going to be about Kiddush Makom Suda, so there is a requirement that Kiddush has to be b'makom ha'suda. Therefore, the Kiddush itself is considered tzarchei su'uda. It's considered davar haba machmas ha'suda. And therefore, the brachas are going to, the bracha of Kiddush is going to pater any wine that you have during the su'uda, because it's all considered connected to each other. It's all considered su'uda wine. Shebetoch ha'suda mi birchas bar priyagafen. That's why you don't have to say bar priyagafen on the wine that you have during the su'uda. V'u'adin shepetor z'yayin shalach ha'suda kon de birchas mazon. If you have a dessert wine, also it covers that. Meaning any wine that you drink prior to benching is going to be covered by the Bar Priyagafen that a person says at Kiddush. And then we said, and the Bracha Achrona is also not going to be required, the Birchas HaMazon Potarto. The Birchas HaMazon that you say at the end of the Suda will pater any Bracha Achrona that you would normally require on wine. The Kosh Shel Kiddush Ugamkein B'chal Dvar Maba Machmas HaSuda. Because the Kosh of Kiddush is also considered a Dvar Maba Machmas HaSuda. It's considered part of that which comes as a result of the Suda. So what was the Rama referring to when he tells you, he refers you back to Simon Kofayin Dalid? Hainu Desham Mavoar Da'afilu Loa Yelo Yayin Klal B'toch HaMazon Gam Kein Poter Berchus HaMazon L'Koshel Kiddush. That over there we say that, let's say you're not a big wine drinker, so you have wine for Kiddush, but then you don't have any wine for the rest of the Suda. Still, the Berchus HaMazon at the end of the meal will cover your Kiddush wine. You then do not need a Bracha Achrona on your Kiddush wine. So essentially, any wine that you have from the time you make Kiddush till the time you bench does not require any other bracha other than the Bar Priyagafen you said at Kiddush, nor any other bracha achrona other than the benching that you say at the end of the meal. So now we move on to Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. These are the dinim of Kiddush b'makom su'uda. So very, very relevant halacha l'maisa to make sure that we're being yotzi the requirement that Kiddush be done b'makom su'uda. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Today we're only going to do Sif Aleph. Ein Kiddush el b'makom su'uda. Kiddush can only be done b'makom su'uda. We'll just jump to the Mishnah Berurah right away. D'chsev v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, because the pasuk says v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, and we darshin and the b'makom oneg shehu asu'uda. In the place where you do Oneg Shabbos, which means where you have your Suda, Shamtei Kriya Shel Kiddush, that's where you should have the Karasa, that's where you should have the Kriya of Kiddush. Now it happens to be that the Bir Halacha later on in the Siman is going to point out that the Pasuk is only in Asmachta, this is a Din Rabbanan that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. On a Daraisa level, you just, like we pointed out already, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on a Daraisa level, you fulfill it with davening on Friday night when you say Kiddush in tefillah, or even according to Rabbi Kiveger, by saying Shabbat Tatava, by just saying Good Shabbos to somebody. So this is clearly only midrabanan that you need Kiddush Makom Suda, but it is a requirement midrabanan that a person has to have Kiddush b'makom Suda. So back in the Shulchan Aruch, so you need to have Kiddush Makom Suda. Now we have to figure out, okay, so what's called Makom Suda? What's called the same place? Let's say I say Kiddush at one end of my dining room table and I want to eat at the other end of my dining room table. Let's say I say Kiddush in my sukkah and I want to eat in my house because it starts to rain. Let's say whatever, there could be any number of circumstances that come up where I have to move from one place to another that's kind of close by. Let's say you're in a shul. I was just in the Young Israel of Northwoodmere on Shabbos on Shabbos day, because it was Rabbi Septimus's last Shabbos. So I noticed that their minhag there is he says the kiddush in the shul, and then they go downstairs for the kiddush. It's not even in the same room. So why is that okay? So what's considered the same room? What's considered b'makom su'uda? So says the Shulchan Aruch, the ubebayis echad mipina lepina chashuv makom echad. If it's in one bayis, which technically means one room, just different corners of the room, that's considered makom echad. So the example I gave before of one end of my dining room table to the other end of my dining room table, that's fine. Shem kiddush lechol pina zuv nimlach lechol bepina acheres. Even though I initially, when I said kiddush, was planning on eating where I said the kiddush, and then I decided to move to a different corner of that very same room and eat there, that's fine. I feel it with traklin gadol, and even if it's a really big room, eino tzarich lachzor the kaddish. So you said kiddush at one end of a simcha hall, and it's a giant room, and you were planning on eating there at that end of the simcha hall, and then you notice that your wife is at the other end and she wants you to come sit there, or you have family members who want you to come sit there. So that's fine. You could be yotzei going from one corner to another, and that's all considered to be kiddush makom suda. Says the Rama, umi bayis l'sukkah chashuv kimipina lepina, and going from a house to a sukkah is considered the same room from one corner to another. Now that's a gevaldik chiddush. The sukkah, what do you mean? The sukkah is outside. The sukkah has to be outside. It can't be under a roof. So that's considered a corner of the same room. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we go on. So it says Mishnah Berurah sifkat and beis lechol bepina zo v'kolshkin mikidush al das lechol bina acheres shabadami. Meaning we said that even if you said kiddush in one corner of a room, intending to eat where you said kiddush, and then changed your mind to eat in another corner of the room, you're yotzei kiddush makom suda. For sure, if you intended the whole time to go to the other corner of the room, then for sure it's considered kiddush makom suda. V'nimlach lechol mikom makom lechalchila tov shlo lasu mimakom shekidesh tayesh machmir gam mipina lepina. None of this is ideal. Meaning, ideally, you should really eat exactly where you said kiddush. It's just we're saying what you can get away with, what would still count. But really, ideally, you should eat exactly where you say kiddush. Unless you had das the whole time to go to a different corner of the room. But if you change your mind, not just to eat in another corner of a room, but to eat in a different room entirely, even though it's a different room in the same house, then you're going to have to say another kiddush because you didn't have das to go to that other room at the time that you said kiddush. But if the implication is, and we'll see it soon explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's two different rooms in the same building, but you had in mind when you said the kiddush that you're going to go to that other room, so b'dieved, that does work. That does count. So that's what they were doing in the shul that I just mentioned before, that they say kiddush in the shul room and then they go down to the kiddush room because everyone has das for that. That does work as kiddush makom suda if there's a good reason to do it that way, which sometimes there is. So we said mibayis l'sukkah counts as the same room. So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. He says, kugon shiardu gisham v'kiddush b'bayis. Let's say it was raining and you said kiddush in your house. V'achar kach paskal agsham rotzal echol b'sukkah. Then the rain stopped. So you said, what am I doing in my house? I'd rather eat in the sukkah. Right after you said kiddush. I don't know if that's ever happened in human history. It usually happens the other way. Right? You say kiddush in the sukkah and then it starts to rain. You say, oh, well, we get to go inside. So, but either way, it works in either direction. V'uadin lahep. He says, go the other way. Shekiddush b'sukkah. You said kiddush in the sukkah. V'yardu g'sham rotzal echol b'yis. And then it started to rain and you wanted to eat in the house. You don't have to say a second kiddush. That's considered two parts of the same room. So really? So says the Mishnah Berurah, whoa, it's a huge caveat, a huge qualification of this halacha. That's presuming that your sukkah is inside your house. And you have a retractable roof on your house where you put tzchach up instead, and therefore it's considered part of the house. And you put up canvas walls just to make mechitzos of a sukkah, but really it's part of your dining room. Rabbi Tendler Zichron Levracha had a room like that in his house because when Rabbi Moshe used to come to Muncie for Yantav, he'd always insist on sleeping in the sukkah, but he was like 85 years old, 90 years old. It wasn't safe for him to sleep. So they built a room for him that they made the sukkah. So anyway, so v'imein shom hefzik mechitza acheres rak mechitza sukkah, and the only mechitza that's between the room that's in the house and the room that's the sukkah is the mechitza sasukkah. The mechitza sasukkah is not a real wall. It's it's just there for halachic reasons because your sukkah needs a wall. So chashiv can be pina lepina below mechitza. That's why it's not considered to be a different room. It's considered to be in the same room. And when you're in the same room, you don't even have to have das to go from one corner to the other. It's all considered one makom. Aval imasukah asuyam ichutz labayis. But if your sukkah is outside of your house, shemechitzas labayis mafsikos, because the walls of your house are mafsik between your dining room and your sukkah. Havile kemechedel lecheder. Oh, so that's already like two different rooms in the same house, which is also somewhat of a chiddush, but much less of a chiddush, right? I mean, it's not considered the same room, but it's considered different rooms of the same house. I could have argued it's considered a different house because it's outside. No, it's considered different rooms of the same house. And therefore, if you didn't have das initially to go from one place to the other, you're going to need to make a new kiddush, unless you're able to see from one place to the other. It happens to be my dining room and my sukkah. I can see right out my dining room window into my sukkah. There's a window in the sukkah, a window in the dining room. We could actually see directly from one to the other. That's the Ramah. That's what the Ramah means based on the way the Magen Avraham explains. And because there are poskim that disagree with all this, he says some poskim don't like this whole idea of going from one room to the other, even when you had das to change places. And therefore, the best thing to do is if you're going to have to go to a different room, make sure you drink a revius of kiddush yayin where you said kiddush, and that way that's a kiyum of kiddush makom suda just from the yayin alone. And then for sure you're not going to have to make another kiddush. Now let's see back in the Shulchan Aruch after the Ramah, the third to last line. Some say that if you could still see the original place where you said the kiddush, even if it's from a bayis to a chatzar, you don't have to say a new kiddush as long as you could see from one place to the other. And then another opinion that we've referred to a few times already, that if you said kiddush in one place, having das to go to a different place, that's perfectly fine, provided that they're all in the same bias. Like to go from one room to another, or to go from one floor of the house to another floor of the house, that's considered perfectly fine as long as you had das to go from one place to the other. Says the Mishmur of Vavsha, culture roa mekomo, as long as you see your original place, since where you eat, you can see the place you said kiddush, afilu derech alone, even through a window, vafilu rak miktsas mekomo, and even if you only see some of that place, chashva kol kemekom echad, that's all considered one place. It's a discussion in poskim. Do you have to actually get up and look at it? Can you turn your back to it? Is it that you're able to see, or that you actually do see? Pashtus is that if you're able to see, it's good enough. Afilu mibayis lechatzer, and then we said that if you have das to move from one place to the other, so then even from a bayis to a chatzer, it's fine. But what did mibayis lebayis imra makomo vein shvila yachar kavod miyosacham miyosach gesham mafsik penei? Oh no, this is talking about if you could see from one place to the other, even a bayis lechatzer is good enough, and even mibayis lebayis the mishbura as would be good enough, as long as there's not a pathway that separates them. Vein lismoch al das hayesh omer mazeh rakli indiav b'shasat chak. But we'd really rather not rely on this yesh omer, that seeing from one place to another is good enough, unless it's the shasat chak shlo yachol lisod b'makom hakiddush, where you really can't eat in the place that you said kiddush. Avul b'lavach yizor mot shlo alak mibayis lebayis al yidei riyas makom keishachrom shavak mir afil diavet. But really, it's better not to rely on this, that from one house to another, just because you could see from one place to another, better not to rely on that, unless it's really a shasat chak. But v'bayis echad, haynu tachas gag echad, afal pishein roa mekomo, if it's one house, and you had das to go from one room to another within that house, or one floor to another within that house, that's not such a b'diavad. That's fine. You can do that even if you don't see the place that you're going that you're going to eat your meal in. So let's summarize what we did today. So first point we made is that wine that you drink during a meal does not require its own bracha rishona because it's covered by the bar priya gafen on kiddush, nor its own bracha achrona because it's covered with the benching, and the same is true for wine that you eat after the meal before benching. Then we said we do require kiddush b'makom su'uda, and that makom su'uda includes every corner of the room, and as well as an indoor sukkah. Every corner of the room that you say kiddush in is considered makom su'uda, and an indoor sukkah is also considered makom su'uda. Then we said that if you can see your original makom, even if it's in a different bais, or it's another room in the same house that you had das to go to, and by the same token, an outdoor sukkah, that would count as kiddush b'makom su'uda. That would also count as kiddush b'makom su'uda. We just pointed out the Mishnah Berurah had this important ha'ara that in any case that there's a machlokas about, the easiest way out of the machlokas, the easiest way to satisfy all opinions, is to drink a revius of yayin during your kiddush, because then that itself can be the kiddush b'makom su'uda. So then when you go to the different place, you're not going to have to say a new kiddush. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.